Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, here we go. An abbreviated edition of OMF, thanks to the Red Sox, came here this afternoon. Christian and I are here in Brighton. Lou is back at Fenway Park. And thank God, Lou.
Yeah,
they won this game today. Thank God. Because I don't know if you know, Christian, but if they had lost this game, they would have been eliminated from postseason play. Still alive.
And
I know you called it in August. You said they're definitely going to the postseason, so you are still alive.
Once again, stop with the taking everything out of context. That's technically what I said. I just see everybody, all these other teams celebrating, popping champagne, and having a blast.
Yeah.
You think the Red Sox are kind of keeping theirs on ice?
They were popping champagne. They didn't get eliminated today. It was beautiful. 18 wins for E-Rod.
It's a good day.
I feel like they should just get out of the way.
They get close.
Oh, you think? I thought we were doing this, what we did on Tuesday night, all over again.
Yeah, the 8th and 9th were horror shows. All right, we're going to save the funeral march for the Red Sox until they officially get eliminated, and then we'll talk an awful lot about a team going from 108 victories to out of the postseason. But we'll save that because
There's bigger news.
Save that.
Yeah, listen, I'm doing a game here at Fenway Park, and I heard Antonio Brown did like a 30-minute press conference.
Took tons of questions.
Somebody gave you wrong information. Okay,
it was the buzz around Fenway.
Yeah, he did do a press conference.
Yeah,
and
30
minutes? Here's what we're going to do.
In case anybody
missed it right now, we may play it back a couple times in the 5 o'clock hour.
Oh, perfect, because
he was limited to, what, 4 questions? Stacey said 4 questions. Four questions.
It's basically Josh Gordon 2.0.
So wait, did they handpick who asked him?
That I don't know because we weren't. I have no idea. But
Rochy, Thornton,
how you doing?
Those sounded like the questions. Okay, Levin Reed, I think, was one of the guys that asked one of the questions.
All right,
so here we go. The entire.
Oh, that's exciting!
The entire press conference today with Antonio Brown. First time he's spoken now since he came to New England.
Super grateful to be here. Played for Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. You know, I got a lot of the offense to learn and catch up. But I'm excited and grateful to be here and be a part of these guys.
Antonio, what's it been like working with Tom?
It's been a tremendous honor. He's been here a long time, a lot of details, a lot of work ethic. A great guy to be around and just inspire everyone here.
What's the process been to kind of get used to everything as everything's going on in your life?
True. Well, it's football. You know, I'm grateful to play football. Every time you walk in the doors here, you know, do your best for the team. So every time I walk in here, I just want to make sure that I'm preparing to keep these guys on my bed.
Antonio, what have you heard from the league, if anything, about your availability before?
I appreciate that question. You know, I'm just here to just focus on ball and look forward to getting out there in the home stadium and being with the team.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you, Antonio.
They sent him out with instructions.
I appreciate the question.
He read it perfectly, did he not?
You know, take me through it, Christian, because what do you think really happens? Who does he sit down with yesterday, this morning, or whatever? It's okay, we're going to let you talk to the media, and let's just practice. Let's practice.
This is
what you're going to say.
I don't think they're role playing, if that's what you're asking. I don't think there's any role playing going on. But somebody obviously said, listen, you know, there's PR guys for him and for the Patriots. And Stacey James, you heard him in the back. Hey, we're going to do the question. Hey, one more question. That was Stacey James.
You don't think they role played? You don't think they prepped him and just say, appreciate it being here, working hard every day?
I would say there'd be buzzwords, you know, call to action type words, phrases that they would probably give him as some examples. So maybe that's part of their advice.
I mean, when somebody brings up a possible suspension you've heard from the league, make sure you say you appreciate the question and you're just worried about playing football.
Yeah, that's it. And that's it. So you elaborate how you want because in the end, you got to trust them a little bit.
Yep, they escape another day.
I thought that was that to me is a very good sign. is a very positive sign.
Oh, you're back in the bandwagon.
There's no bandwagon. I'm just saying that's a positive sign.
Oh.
Okay, that they're not worried about a thing. I'm not changing my mind as far as they would have won the Super Bowl. They will win the Super Bowl with him or without him. That's not changing. It just depends on how much foolishness you want to deal with.
Well, you're right. I think that was a good way to handle it. You know, and I wonder, you know, people talk about Patriots being able to handle this guy or how they handle these types of guys, and this is what I talk about when we talk about Patriot way. You know, how they deal with the media. Because, for example, what if Antonio Brown signed with the Seattle Seahawks instead? Do you think that's how his first time he talked to the media would go?
No.
You think it would go like that?
No.
He'd
be a lot more.
Not at all.
No.
Appreciate that question.
Not one bit.
Wasn't it Greg Hardy that just nobody talked to Greg Hardy? When Greg Hardy finally came back and played for the Dallas Cowboys, his press conference was so bad.
It was embarrassing.
It was referencing Tom's wife. He's talking about being a Kraken and destroying things. It just came off so bad.
Yeah. It was embarrassing.
That any goodwill that he had built up, he had ruined.
Yep.
Ruined it.
So Antonio Brown already apparently lost his Nike deal. That's expected. He's going to lose deals.
Why endorsements? Why is that expected?
What do you mean?
The helmet, I understand, because it was kind of like set up that way. But Nike deal?
Yes.
This hasn't been sued. He hasn't lost anything.
It doesn't make any difference. You're jeopardizing the brand. You have a clause in their contract, a moral clause. You can get out. And by the way, there are tons of other NFL stars that you can go to. So that's an easy one. That's a no-brainer.
But you thought Nike was going to jump ship?
I think all these endorsement people are going to jump ship.
Well, I can understand if you're repping Chobani, but Nike? Like, Nike, the amount of guys that Nike
they've
stays
done it before.
With?
No, they've dumped a lot of guys.
I'm not saying that they've done it before. Yes, of course they've dumped people, but I think Nike would have been a let's wait and see type of thing.
Yeah, no, I'm not surprised at the Nike thing at all.
Because if he wins this whole civil case, and then what?
They don't care. They move on to somebody else.
It's just a bunch of gossip and rumors.
Yeah, but they get a lot of superstars that they can go to and align themselves with that they feel comfortable with. And they've done this all along. If you go back and look at the history in NBA as well as the NFL, they will dump guys once the water starts to get a little bit cold. They get out of the water.
I understand that this is an endorsement deal. This isn't his career, right? But we've had a lot of people sit there and say, oh, you can't take him off the field, and he isn't, you know, innocent until proven guilty. Well, here you go. You got advertisement agents that are, listen, he hasn't been guilty of anything, right? It's a civil lawsuit.
Right.
But these companies are sitting there saying, yeah, you don't represent us anymore. Well, people must be up in arms over this. I mean, the ones that we've heard from a lot, because they just took money out of his pocket because of an accusation, right?
Yeah, but I think that goes with the territory. If you have bad news around you, then if you're Nike or you're any type of a company out there, you don't want that person endorsing your product, Lou. And as I just said, you've got a zillion other guys that can do it. When it comes to football, how many other guys can do on the football field what this guy does? So the Patriots are willing. Right. The Patriots are willing to endure some of the backlash with this because they know the other side of it is this guy could lead us to win another Super Bowl.
No, I understand.
And you can't get a replacement for him.
I understand, but the discussions of, you know, innocent till proven guilty, and he's got his day in court, and he's do that, and we shouldn't take anything from him until then. Well, this is it to me. Like, advertisers, they're not a court of law. They don't care, right? You represent them. You embarrass their name. They're not going to use you anymore as someone to endorse their product. And that's where I feel like the NFL is the same damn way. Like, Roger Goodell's office, he doesn't look at it as a court of law. Like, he'd proven innocent, proven guilty. He looks at it and says, you embarrass the product. I want to take your ass off the field.
So to me,
it's almost very similar. Now, as advertised, Nike did it.
So I would say that is a really good sign for Antonio Brown that we are now another day removed from the 10-hour meeting, right?
Well, no, it's good news for Patriots fans and Antonio Brown. I agree, right. But probably better news for Patriots fans that love him.
Now, I'm already seeing it on Twitter. There are people jumping all over what the Major League Baseball just did with Domingo Germán, the New York Yankees pitcher. He's been placed on administrative leave, which is their idea of exempt. It's a huge difference.
Yeah,
people think it's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Right. The difference is that it happened Monday night, Tuesday morning. There were witnesses, including a witness who actually works for Major League Baseball in the commissioner's office.
Right.
Who saw the whole thing.
In other words, this alleged rape down in Miami, imagine someone in Roger Goodell's office is Marquise Brown, the witness in the house.
Right.
Okay, so I mean, I don't know, how do you appeal something like that when the witness is from the commissioner's office?
Exactly.
So this is completely different. This is not he said, she said when it comes, you know, to Domingo Herman. This is, you got a witness that works under Joe Torre or whoever, or whoever it might be, right?
Yes.
So I don't know who the guy would be, but still, he saw it. He goes in because this wasn't a police report. This was directly to MLB, and then you found out why.
Correct.
Take it away, Commish.
So, yeah, and it's a big blow for the Yankees. I mean, he's 18-4, right, on the season. He's had a terrific year or whatever. Maybe their best pitcher right now. But it's a huge difference, and I've seen a lot of people try to jump out at it and knock the Patriots, knock the National Football League. We don't know what happened with Antonio Brown. Apparently, Major League Baseball knows exactly what happened with Domingo Herman.
Yes.
Huge difference. Gigantic difference.
Yeah, yeah. Well, say goodbye to Nike, say hello to Under Armour.
I'm not sure he's going to get another.
He's not
going to
get
endorsement.
Anything. He's not
going to. He's
going to
wear
right
something. No, we'll see what he wears. But
he'll,
I'm not,
he'll wear. He'll wear a Nike.
All right. You want to get to the phone calls? Let's do it. 617-779-7937. Yeah. Chris is in Rhode Island. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Chris.
What's up, Chris?
Listen, you know, I'm so blown away by everyone willing to, you know, hang Antonio Brown for something we have. We don't even know whether he did it or not. You're innocent until proven guilty, period.
Are you upset at Nike?
Am I upset at Nike? I could understand where Nike's coming from, but yeah, I am a little bit upset.
He's innocent.
But you have to go through the courts before anything happens. You got
Nike didn't wait till the
courts. Yeah, but I don't blame Nike. I mean, listen.
Oh, he's innocent.
Nike doesn't care.
I'm just saying, by the way he's putting it, Nike did the wrong thing, in your opinion.
Well, a little too early.
I do think he did. I do think they did the wrong thing.
Problem with it before.
Well, I have a problem with the fact that everyone's trying to say he should not play. He should be benched. He should be put on the exemption.
Okay. There is a difference between that.
Yeah, the difference is Nike getting rid of this guy doesn't take him off the field for your New England Patriots.
Correct.
That's the only difference that people care about.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just saying.
But there is a difference, though, when we're talking about why the New England Patriots, why the NFL is sticking with this guy, because you don't have the evidence. That's his main occupation, by the way. It's not, you know, endorsing Nike, but Nike's got to protect their ass. I don't blame Nike.
So they have recognized that he's not worth it.
Not worth it.
Yes.
Because they can find somebody else, Christian. There are a zillion other stars in the league.
And does Antonio Brown have his own cleat? Does he have his own line of clothing?
He has
his own cleat. The Antonio Brown 84 cleat. I don't think he does. You're just making. You should look it up.
No, I saw the story today. He's got his own shoe.
It's called the AB? No, from Nike. Like, he's got.
I don't know about cleat. He's got his own shoe, though.
Why would he have his own shoe? Like,
I just saw it today. We'll look it up.
It's called the AB 84. Right? Is that what it is?
I don't know what it's called. But he's got his own.
AB 17.
I would call it the AB 84 /17.
He does have his own show. Marcos is in a car. Marcos.
Can we confirm that? Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Marcos.
Hello. Yes.
Yes, sir.
Glenn?
Uh-oh.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Hello.
Yes. I'm sorry. I didn't know I was next. But anyways, I want to talk about Brown there. You know what I mean? He's not going to be hurting for money. But he's very bad apple, actually. But he's a good bad apple for us because I think the behavior that the Patriots want the players to be, I think he's not going to act up like he did in Oakland and Pittsburgh. I think he's going to be a little bit protective of his image now because his image is really tarnished pretty bad.
Yeah, it's been tarnished before. He hasn't seemed to care about it before.
This may be the come to Jesus moment we've all been waiting for.
Yeah,
I mean, is it not? I mean, it, I mean,
no. This is
you would hope.
I don't think it necessarily changes his personality. As soon as he leaves the Patriots, he will revert back to his old ways. And even if, especially if he's on a bad team.
It's called the Tech Trainer Antonio
I
Brown
saw
Show.
It. You're right.
Thank
impressed.
You very much. Some people do research for the show. Others just show up with food.
You glossed through that That's while you're is. On Twitter. Huh? You like you
no,
looked
no,
up
no.
Antonio
no,
Brown
I looked it up beforehand, before I came in here, because you got to do the homework. That's I'm just a little
the
lesson.
The new Nike
just
Tech
a little
Trainer
lesson.
Antonio Brown,
AV84. Greg Hill passed it along to me and told me to give you a little tip.
Hey, hold on. Before we go to the next call. Did Greg Hill give his advice? Or was he too cold this morning?
A little chilly this morning.
So wait, no advice for Glenn?
Nothing?
No, and I know you listened to the whole show, Ryan.
That's a huge disappointment.
But nothing.
Religiously.
Nothing from Greg Hill.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Oh, come on, God.
That's amazing.
Hey, are you guys interested in Brock Holt? By the way, I think I can get
did
him
he
here.
Did he finally show up?
55.
He didn't show up, did he?
What a I shot. Thought he was good this morning with those guys.
By the way, everybody talks about how he's the greatest guy ever, and he completely
on.
Bailed on
That's
him.
A tip, and I feel really bad, and I hope you guys do as well. We could have told Greg Hill. When the Red Sox tell you they're lining you up with a guest, you simply say, no, you're not.
All right, here's the Bronx star.
Why do they hate us so much?
We went to spring training, right? How many players did we want? We had three guys
one.
We wanted.
No,
how
we had
many?
One.
We get zero.
Here's the thing.
We get zero.
But Brock Holt.
We got, you know, we got Dombrowski. He's since been fired, and we had Alex. That was it.
And so Brock Holt is supposedly the nicest, most reliable, most consistent
nice
guy. And he completely stiffed him.
Right.
He
so they've been spending 2 weeks promoting this thing.
They were freezing their ass off at Fenway Park
but
at
you
6
tell me.
a.m. 40
you tell
degrees.
Me.
You're almost as good as Brock Holt.
Lou, what was the betting line on that one, that a player would show up today between 6 and 10 at Fenway?
I ain't going to lie. I was really surprised you were going to get somebody. But, I mean, you had some guys that were inactive. You could have popped somebody up there. When
nobody.
I heard they were going to get a player, I was like, oh, that'd be interesting. Day game, right?
Unbelievable.
Get someone first thing in the morning? Yeah.
A lesson. Lesson, Greg Hill, and I apologize because we should have tipped you off. We are seasoned veterans with this, okay? Never happens. They tell you you're going to get somebody. It never
happens. Is that a little insider radio tip you're giving him right now?
I'm trying to help him out.
Advice.
Yeah. Just a little advice. Because he's got some advice for me, and we should help each other. Yes. All right, 617-779-7937. Right back to the phone calls next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Antonio, what have you heard from the league, if anything, about your availability moving forward?
Appreciate that question. You know, I'm just here to just focus on ball and look forward to getting out there in the home stadium and being with the team.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you, Antonio.
By the way, that's the Patriot way right there. That's Patriot way. People keep on asking about what Patriot way is, and is it, oh, they get more? No. Patriot way is you do your job, and you just shut your mouth. Okay? And you just go out and play. And when they ask you about questions that don't deal with what we're talking about on the football field, you come up with this. Be very polite and move on. We're on to the next game. We're on to the Jets. He did exactly that. That was Bill Belichick 101 right there, was it not?
Yes. You learned, well, how did you learn to do that?
Perfect.
I did it from watching you. Just like Bill.
Pretty much feel like the Kraken.
Oh, God, that's Greg Hardy. How about Greg Hardy talking about guns, coming out gun blazing?
Just a sack of game habit and an all-pro background stuff. Will it take a while to ramp up to that, or has all this time been ramping up to that?
I hope not. I hope I come out guns blazing. You know,
let's remind everybody that Greg Hardy was accused of throwing his girlfriend on a bed with a bunch of guns.
Yeah. It was bad optics, as they like
I hope,
to say.
I hope I come out guns blazing.
That's guns blazing.
That's a team that has no idea.
Look it up. I think he was a Nike guy, too. I think they
guns
dumped him. Here's a list. Just a short list of guys that Nike said, too hot. We're not dealing with it. Oscar Pistorius. Do you remember him?
Blade Man.
Right. Guy had the... Ray Rice. Okay. And now the elevator video probably didn't line up with their shoe. Probably Lance Armstrong. They loved him for a while, And they stuck with him with cancer. They were big supporters of the ribbons and the bands and
Tom
the whole
Tom Brady will wind up being Lance Armstrong without the bison.
And then after that, it got really ugly, and they dumped his ass. John Jones, I think a couple of times, right? Because he had a couple of drug suspensions. Michael Vick, obviously the dogs, right? Yep. Even though dogs do chew up.
I wonder if they brought him back, though. I mean, because that was one of the things. He served his time, and I bet you anything they signed him back. He wore Nike.
We should look that up. Manny Pacquiao.
They did not re-sign Vic.
Did not re-sign.
There was some fake news out there they did, but for two. They did not.
You didn't do any research for today's show, did you?
No, picking the game was going to go
in. Was going to go six.
Hey, Nike shoes was not on the itinerary today.
It was not.
Manny Pacquiao, homophobic comments. Marion Jones, steroids. So, you know, they don't want to be aligned with steroids. Adrian Peterson, he had the whooping room where he took the kid in. Remember that? That was
yes.
the problem.
Not
and
good.
Jason Giambi. Steroids. Nice guy, Jason Giambi, right?
So he took steroids. Nice. Who didn't?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he got busted.
Okay, good. Go to the calls. Go to Dave.
Dave's in a car. Hello, Dave.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, Dave.
Dave.
I wanted to say that I think that Nike dropping Antonio Brown has a lot to do with the fact that they deem that he's not marketable because of the way he acts and, you know, with the Instagram postings and things of that nature, plus the way he acts on the field. When it's a first down or when it's a touchdown. If you remember, Kobe Bryant, he was an Adidas. He wore Adidas. And then when he got accused of rape, Adidas dropped him, but Nike picked him up.
So Adidas dropped him and Nike picked him up after the dust had settled.
Right.
Well, so you think Nike just dropped him because of the way he celebrates on the field and Instagram posts?
I think he's not. I'm not saying the rape charge has anything to do with it, but he's not a marketable athlete.
Oh really?
Not the way he acts. No, not compared to you guys.
So if there were no allegations at all against Antonio Brown, you think they would view him as a guy they just can't market?
All right, let me give you. Hey, Dave, hold on 1 second, because we like to include facts every once in a while, not a lot, but we like to do it every once in a while because it helps out in the show here.
Yep.
He was signed by Nike before the rape incident. Okay, and then Nike stayed with him. Right, they did not let him go. They stayed with him. Now, we all know it was a different time then than it is now in the Me Too movement, correct? Different times.
Yeah.
Kobe,
right,
you're talking about. Yeah.
Kobe. But
yeah.
Kobe signed with Nike. He wasn't Adidas guy, but he signed with Nike before that incident, and Nike stayed with him. A lot of sponsors left him. Nike stayed with him.
Yeah, and the same with Tiger Woods. They stayed with him as well.
Correct. Just like to show some facts.
But they didn't stay with
Here
Antonio.
Comes the airplane. That's the facts I'm feeding you.
Mutt's getting ready for the big show at Encore tonight. He's over there.
On deck Burger Bar.
It's amazing. You know, usually when he does a show, he shows up about, 40 minutes, 30 minutes in advance, which I think is
he's
adequate
been there
time.
All morning.
He's been there since about 6 a.m.
Leave Mutt alone.
Unbelievable, isn't it? Tim is in the down to the Cape. Hi, Tim.
How you doing there? Hey, Lou, what's up? PC, class of 93, myself.
Go Friars. Yeah, go Friars. Yeah.
Friar talk here.
What's up? What's up, Tim?
Look, here's what I think what people are forgetting is that it's a civil case, and what Brittany Taylor is going to find out very soon is that the NFL security department consists of 36 retired former FBI, Secret Service, and CIA people. Every fact is going to come out here. It's prosecutors from New York. It's prosecutors from Washington, from Boston. She's going to have a really, really big hill to climb here, and it's going to get ugly. The countersuit claims are going to be monstrous because a woman that comes after you and asks you to invest in her company, and when you don't, all of a sudden the counterclaims, and you're on camera going to his hotel three different occasions, that's what we should be planning on seeing, and it's going to get really ugly, especially in the countersuit.
I mean, they're going to do it both at the same time, aren't they? Aren't they?
No, they'll be separate suits. Well,
what's the counter suit?
I don't know yet because they haven't filed it. I don't believe
they
it.
Said
I
they were going to counter suit. Yeah. But if you're Antonio Brown and this goes the wrong way and they lose, I mean, couldn't he sit there and get all his attorney fees paid for and kind of go that route?
Yeah.
Couldn't he attack him that
way?
Oh,
yeah, no, if he loses. I mean, that's probably why he haven't filed anything, because there's no defamation. He hasn't lost any money yet from her accusations,
well, and
correct?
And then
he might not have filed yet because he may think that this thing still may go away. And that's why I think there was a lot of conjecture as to whether the Patriots knew, whether the NFL knew or not. It could possibly be that Joe Rosenhaus presented it to everybody, like, don't worry about this. I'll tell you about it, but it's going away.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, that could be the way it was presented.
Yeah, right. And since they've already had 10-hour meeting with some of those, investigators that the last caller was just talking about, and nothing has happened, I would say if I'm the New England Patriots, I'm feeling a little bit better about this one right now. Because
they let him talk.
Yeah, if they found something, right? They would, yeah, and they let him talk.
The first sign was Tuesday when he was, when Bill was in such a great mood. And, hey, thank you. Hey, how you doing? Hey, excellent question, even though it was a crappy question.
You know, Lou was asking you whether they prepped him or not. Here's the better question, Lou. What were they thinking when they sent him out there and said, okay, we've talked to him, we've told him this is the magical sentence you have to mention at the end. Then they send him out there. Do you think anybody felt confident that he was going to read off the script?
And here's the other thing, like, just not to keep bringing up Greg
holding
Hardy,
their breath.
Right, exactly.
He would have got like a dart, like
that's a
blow dart
question,
right in his neck when he passed out. I can't say no more questions. So the Patriots have Stacey James. Who the hell do the Cowboys have? If I'm Stacey James, I'm holding out for more money. Because the Dallas Cowboys and other teams, who does a better job than Stacey James?
Here's the difference, though. The difference is that Belichick scares the hell out of any of those players. So it's not necessarily Stacey.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you, Antonio.
You're welcome, Stacey. But Bill scares the hell out of you. So if Bill's part of the process, do you think Antonio Brown's going to go out there and say, screw Bill, I'm just going to talk about whatever
I think they just
talk.
They just sort of...
It's like Jonathan Abram. Remember Jonathan Abram?
Yeah, I think they just play like for Antonio. He's been there for a week, right? Yeah. I mean, so then a little over, whatever it is, a week or so, maybe a little over. And they just say, listen, I want you to listen to Bill, one of his pressers. I want you to listen to Lawrence Guy on with Dale and Keefe.
Yeah.
And this is how we go about our business. Like, this is how we answer questions.
This is how we do it.
Yeah, this is how we do it. So good luck. But to your point, Kristen, yeah, I guarantee after that first question, Stacey was like just holding his breath going. And then when he said, I'm just happy for the opportunity.
Yes.
He's like, okay.
He's a good student.
Good boy.
I like that shooting the dart at him.
Like, oh. I keep saying brotherhood because that's what it is.
Right. Oh, my God. All of them.
Take everything with a grain of salt. So I could sit here and have a terrible play in practice. I'm going to hear it from about 10 of my brothers, and my probably another 10 on the sideline.
Right.
Right. Oh, my Lord.
When do they pass out the purple Kool-Aid?
Is that during practice? I think it's as soon as you sign. It's long-lasting, though.
That's the Patriot way. For people that want to know the Patriot way, because I hear a lot of people mischaracterizing what the Patriot way is. That's the Patriot way right there.
I'm just here to just focus on ball.
Focus on ball.
Here's Jim in the car. Hi, Jim.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon, Jim.
Hey.
I got a comment about the Nike thing, but I came over with the Greg Hill Show.
Well, nice to have you.
Welcome to the OMF.
Nice to have you.
I've been listening to you guys, like all three of the shows, and you guys are great.
That's nice of you, Jim.
Well, thank you for commuting.
Thank you very much.
Making the switch.
Another enlightened male.
Exactly.
Greg. Hey, Jim, let me ask you a question.
Appreciate it, Greg.
Are you more, Daniel? Are you more into it when we all talk like Greg?
I just
feel at home?
Actually, I do prefer it when y'all three don't start yelling at each other at the same exact time.
Greg doesn't do that.
They have a lot of discipline on that show.
It's amazing because we've had Fitzy on our show, and he wants to kill people, literally kill them.
He was drunk when you had him.
Oh, that's true.
He was drunk this morning.
Was he?
He's
drunk today?
I don't know. I thought he was. Sounded like it.
They were up there in the Sam Adams thing, maybe.
All right. What's up, Jim? Did you make a point yet?
No, Jim hasn't made a point.
Let Jim make a point before we lose him.
The Nike ads, I'm thinking there's also the possibility that when the SI report fully came out and outlined how much of a deadbeat he is, the flatulence issue, and just the fact that he's a complete jerk could also have lended to them not wanting him.
I agree.
So maybe it's not just the sexual allegations.
You know what I thought was interesting is during that entire press conference that lasted 30 seconds, I didn't hear one fart.
That's very impressive.
Not one fart. He held it in.
The microphones were up here.
They were everywhere. Not one fart.
Hey,
silent
Jim,
but deadly.
Jim, thanks for listening. Thanks for coming over to the show. We appreciate it, Jim. All right? See you later. Here's our buddy House in Dorchester.
House.
What's going on?
What's up, listen.
I want to say this right here first.
Antonio Brown is not going to act out of character in the Patriots uniform. Number one, Tom Brady's bigger than every player in the NFL in my eyes. And I'm pretty sure all NFL players respect him, as well as Belichick. You can tell by the way his demeanor and the way he's talking and the way Tom Brady's looking for him, he feels like this is his, you know, he said he's happy for an opportunity. And if he got dropped by Nike, he is losing money. And I hope the Patriots make the rest of the, everybody hates us. Why can't I, what are they going to do if they go get Ramsey? Then what?
Ooh,
I want that's... them to do that.
19-0.
Oh, boy.
19-0, House.
If they go get Ramsey, then what? And put him on the side of Gilmore, then what?
Well, then you win. What do you mean, then what?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody, don't you see that everybody in the NFL is bringing up things from Antonio's past, like his childhood? I mean, everybody who went to college, I'm sure they had a few wild parties.
Of course.
But you don't hear it. But let Antonio Brown, you hear it about him?
Yeah, but I still don't get House, I still don't get, like, so what if, so what happens if Jalen Ramsey signs for the Patriots? What now? What are you getting at?
That means.
Will they hate the Patriots more?
Yeah, they'll probably.
So what? I think we're at a maximum level of hate right now. Hate and jealousy. Yeah.
Jealousy.
Yeah.
Robert
Kraft said, you know, jealousy and envy, it's an incurable disease. I remember when he said it. He said it at the rally.
Yeah, but I don't think they're really going back into the deep past with Antonio Brown. We're talking about stuff that's happened in the last 3 years. This is not like Justin Trudeau. I mean, they're going back a few years, right?
Right.
Who?
Right.
You haven't heard about this yet? No, the Prime Minister of Canada.
Who's that?
He was wearing brown face.
Oh, God.
And so they caught him one time.
I thought this was a... Can we stick then, with, like, Kavanaugh Lee season in America?
Can we stick...
I don't want to get into...
You don't like Canadians? Is that your problem?
No, I love Canadian bacon.
Okay.
But it's really just ham, but okay. They call it Canadian bacon. But right. Whatever. Yeah.
So,
semantics.
Should like the Canadians.
We have enough issues dealing with our own issues down here in America.
So apparently he got caught the first time, then they found a second picture, and then now there's a third picture.
Now there's a pattern.
Yeah, and you know if there's three pictures, there's a lot.
Get back on track, please. Get back on track.
It is Glenn's fault. This is a squirrel.
Justin,
this is his squirrel moment.
I don't think it was a squirrel moment at all. I was trying to compare it to what this house was telling us. John's in New Bedford.
This
Hello, John.
House.
This house. Hello, John.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
I wanted to hear your opinion about, you know, like you guys put emphasis on the court cases when there's been multiple cases where people have been found guilty and they were really innocent. Or you were found innocent, but you were really guilty. And I feel like you guys talk about what the outcome of the case is going to be and put too much emphasis on that when really it doesn't really matter. You could have done it either way.
Well, there's instances that you describe, I would agree. But, I mean, do you have that feeling about everyone? Everything?
Yeah. I mean, even in my personal life, I've been found innocent of things that I definitely did do.
don't admit that again.
Wait, your name's really not John, is it? And you're really not from New Bedford.
So what you're saying, John, is you got away with a lot in your life, right? Is that what you're telling
us?
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Well, sometimes it happens.
I get it.
That's a lack of trust in our judicial system.
Yeah.
And I get it.
Well, let's go to Washington, D.C. I don't trust them either. Here's Justin. Hello, Justin.
Gentlemen, you definitely shouldn't trust me. No, I think the NFL needs to suspend or put Antonio Brown on the exempt list because, as Lou was alluding to earlier, it's really a public relations issue and has nothing to do with due process. And I think the NFL really should take a page out of the MLB's playbook and do what the MLB did with Roberto Osuna.
Okay, well, there are two different things that deal with this, and you're right. Everything you just said is correct. One of them is that the NFL is fearful if they set precedent here in a civil lawsuit that they're going to have other players, because not all of their players are really Boy Scouts, and so they may have other civil lawsuits out there, and then it's a major problem for the league. And the Players Association is not going to allow that to happen. So that's the problem. But you're right about it in that they can do it. They're no different than Nike. If you embarrass their business, they can weed you out. They can get you out of there. But in this case, if they do it, are they not opening up Pandora's box for other guys and the same thing to happen? And then what do?
Well,
when you lose
again,
like 12 or 15 players because of this.
Yeah, and plus Osuna was arrested and charged. I mean, you know, Talking about criminal charge.
Yeah, he was arrested, and then they dropped the charges later on. So it would be like Antonio Brown being arrested, and then they just dropped the charges. But no, my perspective was that Goodell has...
No.
What?
I'm saying, but he wasn't.
No, he wasn't yet.
Okay.
Yeah, of course, not yet. But I'm just focusing on due process and how that really shouldn't play any role into it, because any flimsy case could potentially bring charges. But regardless of that, I think that Roger Goodell has discretion to do whatever the heck he wants, and he's never been consistent with precedent or punishment.
Well, so I agree with
really
that. I
don't really see how the precedent argument follows when there is no precedent whatsoever. And in a case like this, they can suspend him, but if somebody who's never met Tom Brady before brings a civil suit against Tom Brady, then you don't suspend him because there's no evidence that they've ever met, and it's a very flimsy case. So I think it's a case-by-case scenario. In this case, warrants suspension.
All right, I'm not sure I agree, mainly for the points that I brought up, and it's amazing. I keep on seeing this, and Lou has been a strong supporter of baseball and how baseball handles everything versus
yeah,
football.
Of course.
But this Hermaine case, people are all over this, basically saying, look at what Major League Baseball is doing. It's a totally different case. Totally different.
Domingo Germán, yeah.
Yeah, Germán. And the Osuna case, as you just pointed out, Lou, totally different case.
Yeah, and like the kid out in Pittsburgh, Felipe Vázquez.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes, that one is
the
frightening.
The 13-year-old girl.
Frightening.
Yeah.
That one is frightening.
Well, there's evidence in
evidence,
that case.
Correct.
The one with Germán had a member of the commissioner's office under Manfred apparently was the one that witnessed it. They're the ones that even reported it. So, yeah, it's a lot different.
Well, apparently he actually admitted that he thought she might be underage.
You know, he admitted that he thought she was 16.
Yeah.
That's, now, that's I don't know
better.
What state he's in. You know, I don't know. Are we down
better.
To 16 years old right now in some states?
I don't think so. I think maybe it's a possibility, but just dumb. Matt's in a car. Next up here on OMF. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, listen, then. Somebody just mentioned 15 other players that could be accused right now. The number currently, if on any given day, according to a very dear and close friend of mine who worked for the Players Association, that number is between 50 and 100.
That are being...
Of the core 1,700 active roster players.
What about the 50? What does it mean?
How many... Well, I said, if there's 1,700 active players, how many do you think are being accused of some type of some type of civil manner, or even in a criminal manner... At any given time.
I'm sure there are others that they have had to deal with, and they've maybe even investigated. But that seems like a high number, does it not? 50 to 100. You played in that league.
Is
you
that math? Are we doing math?
You said 100 to 150. Yeah. You're talking about three or four guys in every team.
No, I think you said 50 to 100. Right?
Math is
right.
Hard.
50 to 100 given time. You're talking about people who have flashed guns at nightclub at people and all this stuff, threatening behavior,
right.
Everything. But they're all suspendable.
Okay.
Okay. Scott,
I don't know the numbers.
The number seems
weird. We know the guys that are made public.
Yeah, he's getting it.
And we have those discussions over them. I don't know. I don't know how to discuss a case that we don't know anything about.
He's got an in, apparently. But that seems like a high number to me. I mean, I think we would know about some of those guys if the number were that high. Scott's driving around in a car. Hey, Scott.
Scott.
Hello, Scott.
God, we made a point to go to you because Thornton actually mentioned this yesterday.
Hello.
Hello, Scott.
So Scott.
Hello.
Hold on. So Scott is basically saying the NFL investigation and whether he's put on the exempt list or not will have nothing to do with the civil case.
Fell asleep. Scott fell asleep. He's still driving. We got a guy like Greg did the other day.
So
our guy's still driving.
So is that true?
I don't know. You brought it up as a theory.
Yeah,
right?
I just said like,
and I thought it made some sense.
Yeah, because so unless the
which
judge
is unusual
says,
for you, and I applaud you for that.
This has been happening a lot. It's weird. Unless the judge says, you know, listen, that can't be used in this case.
Possible.
The jury can't hear it. Don't bring it up. But oh my God, it slipped out. My bad. Oh, you can't unremember it.
So when you're going to have to find one of those juries in which nobody knows anything at all?
Well, they
about
would weed them
guy,
out.
Right?
I mean, that would be part of the process.
Yeah, but you
right?
know, some of those people lie.
Sure, there's a lot of Antonio
they just
Brown
be,
fans
right,
out there.
Exactly.
Never heard of
they
it.
They want to be in there
and they get in there.
Never heard of him. No. Don't know who he is. Oh, AOC?
And to me,
oh, yeah, I've seen her on TV.
See, my thing is that that the NFL should not interview and should definitely not play into their hands by putting him on the exempt list, because if they can use it in a civil trial, all that does is hurt them.
Yeah.
Indirectly.
I would think.
I think.
So Thornton blasted us yesterday, did he?
Well, that's basically what he... I don't know if it was a blast.
What was he doing?
No, I don't... Like, again, I don't know if it was a
correcting
blast.
Correcting us? So he's not an attorney. So
did he make anything up, or he just have an opinion on what we said?
No, he said that he talked to, like, the greatest attorney in Massachusetts. Everybody says that. Everybody's got a great attorney. He's the greatest attorney of the world. It's like doctors, you know?
I got a doctor.
People always say that about a doctor. I'm telling you, he's the best surgeon in the country. Really? Yeah, there are a lot of surgeons out there.
I got a greatest tree guy.
Exactly. Pretty good. Greatest in the country.
Everybody's got a guy.
How about those redwoods out in California? Does he chop those down?
How do we disprove that?
So he has a guy, okay, and his guy told him that we were wrong.
That's a decent point because that was one of my theories. That was one of my issues with it. The NFLPA shouldn't allow this to happen. Now, is that just automatic? Is that like just part of a civil trial? Like certain things are just not included, or does the attorney have to fight for that to be thrown out? Because I think that's a definite feather in their cap if they can use it.
Listen, I thought it was an interesting point that you made, as I said.
Wow, one for one.
No.
Yep, one every day.
Listen, we're not Judge Judy
one
here.
A week.
Okay? We're sitting here throwing stuff against the wall.
You're more of a Judge Wapner.
I like Judge Wapner. Is he dead?
Probably.
He'd be dead.
Judge Judy took his place.
I hate doing that. I do it all the time. Is he dead? Is he alive? 617-779-7937. Our phone number. He's still alive. Good. How old is he?
That's nice.
76, that's all? Ooh, he's an old 76, man. All right, we're back to the phone calls next.
Listen to Dale and Keith, weekdays 10 to 2. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. Thank you, Christian. I appreciate that.
He's
welcome.
Back.
Now you can order online, Christian, from the 99 Restaurants by going to their convenient website. A new way to make life a little bit easier. Visit 99restaurants.com.
Could you teach him? No, what? Teach him to order, because you said Christian could do
it. Did your balls drop earlier this morning? Because you came in all frisky. Like, what's going on? Did you get laid last night?
I had a 45-minute nap in the parking lot today while Lou was working.
Like you see,
I fell asleep in the eighth inning in the parking lot.
He's so old, he takes a nap, and he's in a better mood.
I am.
Look at him. He's all frisky and spry and no issues, and you're full of jokes.
Full of energy
today.
Welcome
to the show. It's been about 5 years.
Hey, you only have to go an hour and 15 minutes. It's easy.
Keep going.
Visit the 99 restaurants, and with a couple of clicks, Christian, your favorite meals are ready for pickup. Order online from the Nines today. The 99 reminder, always the real deal. The Red Sox staved off elimination today, guys. A 5-4 win over the Giants held on to beat them at Fenway today. Sox begin a 7-game road trip with the first of four tomorrow in Tampa. And no change on today's Patriots injury report for Tom Brady. Still limited with the calf injury.
Uh-oh. Will he play on Sunday?
He was seen in the locker room walking without a limp, so it looks like he will be good to go on Sunday.
How would
you know? It's amazing. You know what we're going to get?
If I was him, I'd walk around.
What is today? Today's Thursday, right? We're going to get this between now and tomorrow. Should Brady be playing in the second half?
They don't need him.
If they're up by 3 touchdowns because he has this calf problem.
That's up for talk show debate. What do you guys think?
Exactly it, Tom. We're gonna
two Patriots did not practice in Thursday's practice. That is fullback James Devlin with a neck injury. And Shalique Calhoun, no injury relation there, just did not practice. Not really sure what the case is.
James Devlin has a neck?
I actually think I remember when he hurt his neck. He went in to ISO block a linebacker and literally put his head down. I remember the play. I'm like, wow, that's going to hurt him. But obviously he's got this ginormous neck roll, so... Keep going.
And as we played the audio, thank you. I appreciate the direction. Antonio Brown spoke with the media for the first time since joining the New England Patriots. Took 4 questions. Availability lasted about 1 minute, and he declined to comment on any questions regarding where he stands right now with the NFL. Big news out of Miami is Brian Flores and the Dolphins have named a new starting quarterback. Ryan Fitzpatrick to the bench. Josh Rosen, the
good
new
luck.
Starter.
Hey, did Brock Holt end up showing up yet?
They're still waiting.
They're still waiting.
Still waiting
on
Sam Adams' deck. Yes,
I see him up in the Sam Adams deck, but I don't. He's looking for Greg right now.
The New York Daily News, an ugly story here, reports an incident involving Yankees pitcher Domingo Germán and his girlfriend occurred late Monday night/Tuesday morning in a public setting where Germán allegedly slapped her during an argument. And the Daily News also reports the incident was witnessed by an official from the Major League Baseball Commissioner's Office.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's not good.
And finally, last but not least, Monday Night is live from the Encore Boston Harbor tonight.
That's right.
6 to 8 p.m., taking you up to Thursday Night Football.
By the way, we just have an update. He's down $52 right now at the table.
Dunsky.
Down 52.
Tom Curran will join Mutt, who broadcasts live from the On Deck Burger Bar at Boston Encore.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hi, back here on OMF. This hour being brought to you by Auto Fair. By the way, Judge Wapner, I'm finding out from people that are letting us know, he's not 76. He's not still alive. Apparently, he died.
Yeah, I found someone named
2 years ago,
Warner.
And he was died at 97. Okay, 97 years old, he died.
Wow.
Goes back to Rain Man. Or
it's whatever. Too young.
And by the way, for you, Lou, I can tell you the consent age in virtually every state, certainly in New England, because in the text line, people know an awful lot about that law, apparently. 16, apparently, in Maine. 16,
really?
Maine, 16 in Rhode Island.
Get out.
Legal age, yep.
16?
Well, yeah. See, I didn't even know. I thought it was 18. Yeah. He said, oh, I thought you were 16. I'm like, no. You idiot.
No, they're coming up with,
what if you're, like, visiting? And you live in California where it's 18, and you visit in Rhode Island. Which rule?
It doesn't work that way.
I don't care about it.
It does not work that way. It's whatever state it actually happens in.
I mean, that's an important point.
So are you tired? Because I heard you at the end, you know, crying a little bit because you and all of the 17 other guys that did play-by-play.
I know, right?
And analyst jobs this year.
Game to an end.
Oh, this is it. This is my last game, Joe. Thank you very much. But he sounded good on the air today.
What happened to the fourth umpire today?
No, we don't know. It was a late scratch.
Yeah, and we checked on that. And if it's minor league season, they get somebody up from Pawtucket. But that ending, there's no one they can call because it was late.
But
he had a left-hand pitcher named Maloney came in.
From here, Billy Maloney, yeah.
Dorchester. Then they pinch hit and put
Brian.
Bruce Buck.
That was
all right, all right.
That's not Lou. That's not Lou.
That wasn't me. No. I know I'm tired.
It's a great Joe Morgan.
Games. That was great Walpole Joe. Yes.
The great
yes.
Joe Morgan.
87, 88 years young.
Yeah, but I will say this. You know, I heard people around here saying, oh, my God, who's that guy on the air? And I'm saying, you don't know Morgan Magic? And they're too young here to know any of that stuff, Lou. And they said, God, he sounds old. I said, he sounded that way like 30 years ago. 6'2" and even, right? That's how he sounded. He's always sounded like that. I think he sounds young, actually. How old is he, Lou?
I think 87, 88,
I pretty
believe.
Good. That's pretty good.
Dude, that's not the right tape. Play the right tape, Ryan.
No, that's
it. We win the game in the next inning, in the 10th inning. Yeah, I think that's the only time he ever batted against our club.
That's good managing.
What are you going to go back in for?
It sounds like you want to take your shirt off.
That sounds like the guy from us.
What happened to the fourth umpire today?
What's that guy's name?
And want to take your shirt off.
But he had a favorite saying.
It's the guy from Family Guy. Yeah. It's the old perv.
A little bit.
It's like the old perv.
I'm giving it to you a little bit.
I gave my seat up for that one.
Joe's not a perv.
Go get it, boys.
First pitch, a line drive.
God, I love Joe.
6-2 and even. That was his line. Did you ever know what 6-2 and even meant? No. Did you guys talk about it today?
Yeah, no.
It is. I still have no idea what 6'2" even means.
Who knows?
He used to say it all the time. Good guy. Really good guy, though. You'd like him. You'd like him.
No, I just, you know, I would have to see him because the voice makes me think of the dude from Family
Guy.
Looking
guy.
Always sitting on.
He's a normal looking guy. He doesn't look like a perv. He's a normal looking guy.
Back in my day.
Looks very normal.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Steven,
did he have one of those oxygen tanks that he wheeled one of those things in?
No.
Steven is in a car. Hello, Steven.
The tube's in his nose.
Hey, fellas, how are you doing?
Good, Steven.
How are you?
I'm great. So there's been a lot of commentary about all these players with, you know, bad histories and other clubs coming over to the Patriots and how the structure is good for them. And you guys played the Antonio Brown thing, and I'm sure Bill's nipples were hard enough to cut glass with that. But do you think that it's a relief for someone like Antonio Brown and Josh Gordon to, like, be told that it's good practice with the media to not talk about that stuff, and they don't have to talk about it, and they can just focus on football, and it gives them the ability to say, no, I'm not talking about
Well, you're putting
right
those
now.
Guys together in the same book. I would say for Josh Gordon, probably, because he never was a real talker. I would say for Antonio Brown, he loves to be out there with the red light on. He loves it.
You don't think he gets off a little bit on being able to tell people, yeah, I'm not talking about that for anything right
this
now.
Week, maybe, because no. He's got a lot of other stuff going on. But no, I don't know about think, 4 or 5 think, weeks ago.
I think it's fun for him for now.
Yeah.
You know, it's a different approach for him. But I think that he's a guy that has a lot to say. You know, Josh Gordon, to me, seems more shy, I guess. Just a guy that, you know, has an addiction problem. But Antonio's out there.
I'm just here to focus on the ball.
This Instagram, right? See, Instagram. Didn't he delete something on Instagram today, I believe?
He did it yesterday. He did it. I saw it last night, and it was deleted hours later.
Yeah, so I don't know if there's second thoughts or someone's someone of the Patriots is just his job right now is to monitor Antonio Brown's Instagram, and it's like, hey, take that down.
Somebody's
leave that up. That's
somebody's
fine.
In charge. I thought Steven, when he first brought it up, was going to talk about those guys coming here. Do you think they like structure, discipline? That's a different story. Because I've heard players who have had difficulty in their career early on, and then later on, when they got into a structured program, say that they had great success. I think there are probably some of those guys that probably, when they get it, they like it, right?
I mean, isn't this the kind of the best thing for Antonio Brown at this point in time in his life?
Yeah, structure.
It's not sustainable.
No.
I mean, it's a one-year shelf life, and they will cut bait on him as soon as possible because let the other guy worry about him.
Yeah,
because all the issues, the civil cases, all that'll be gone, and he'll go to some other team, and he'll be like, "Wow, one, we suck. Two, I'm bored. Three, you know what? I want to do another show."
Well, Lucha said it. He can't stay quiet for a long period of time. We saw it with Randy Moss. You know, Moss came here. He hated the last years in Minnesota, even worse in Oakland.
Who this is? What you know?
And then he gets here, and he loves the structure. He's succeeding in it. He's got the greatest quarterback of all time throwing the football to him. It's all great. And then there was a shelf life to it, right? And they gave him a new deal. They felt confident that he was cured. He was solved. And what happened? It blew up on him.
We've had a lot of losers.
No, what's going to happen with Antonio? He's going to come here. He's going to answer like that. He's going to be good in the football field. Some team's going to invest in him long term. He's going to show up, and they're going to be like, whoa, what happened?
Yeah.
You know, last year, you were so quiet. Last year, you just did your job. Now you care about your helmet again? Oh, come on. What happened? And he's going to be like, well, that's the Patriots, and you're not the Patriots. I mean, he's still going to be here. He's still going to be himself. He just won't be himself this year when it comes to, you know, him talking to the media.
I think we found out the helmet was a bunch of bull. It was
you
a bunch
think?
Of BS.
Yeah, he doesn't care about a helmet. I mean, he made a big. This is what I do for a living. This protects my head. This protects my. I can't see. I can't catch a football. And then week one, he already goes out there. He dumps the helmet, and he's playing with another one.
No, he creates stuff to create publicity for himself so that he's in the limelight. He wants that red light, and he can't get the red light unless he's actually talking about something. So I think he'll be fine for a while.
Yeah.
But I think there's a shelf life to it. The question is, if you're Bill Belichick and the Patriots, does the shelf life cover you for 16 games plus the postseason?
You hope.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
I think it does.
Listen, one part of it's already taken care of. He's going to be featured. He's going to get the ball. So you don't have to worry about him acting up because he's not involved in the offense. And two, you're going to be really good. You're going to have tons of attention, tons of opportunities to make impactful plays in big-time games when they really matter. So his ego can be served.
Except that I would agree with you with that. He's going to have great success, and he's going to be on a team that people may be talking about as one of the all-time great teams during the course of the season, but he's not going to be able to talk about himself.
No, but, you know, to Christian's point, he's coming over to a team, too, where the weapons don't have the egos. You know what I mean? Like Edelman, for example. You know, because we looked at it before and said, what happens if Antonio comes over here and he gets a lot of the attention, open the door even more so for the others? Right, for Julian Edelman, Josh Gordon, Philip Dorsett. And as it turned out in week one, it's like you just watch him. You're like, you know, this guy's that good. It doesn't matter if he gets the attention. So if Julian Edelman's getting 3 or 4 catches a week, you know, or 5 catches a week as opposed to 8, 9, or 10, Edelman's not the type of guy where it's going to be an issue.
No.
And he'll never walk into that locker room where he's the most important person there.
Right,
again,
Brady.
We don't need you. We can do it without you.
Yeah, all of that is accurate and true, but I think for him, this is a guy who needs to have a lot of the attention on him. And when he's doing great things and he's not able to talk about it, he's not able to talk about all these great accolades.
Well, but that's
when you worry about him. When things are going good, I worry that he's not going to be able to do that.
The Instagram post is a great example. Right. So he thought, OK, not using good judgment or not being able to figure out what's good for the whole team. He Instagrams out a picture of himself with a bunch of newspaper clippings. And it's kind of like and I would just paraphrase because I don't have it in front of me when your legacy, they're after you or tooting his own horn.
Pooping, two separate different things.
I mean, it's just so. What are you doing? Like, it's not about.
What do you mean? What is he doing? He's doing what he always does.
Somebody got to him and said, probably a bad idea.
Yeah.
And he took it down.
Right.
But he thought, based on where he was in his life, that was a good thing to do.
So I love this today, and I'm hearing this. So this video, you've probably seen it, Lou, by now. You've seen it, I know, of Brady and AB huddled up, talking to each other for a while. And Brady's really pretty adamant, and you can see that the hand is moving, and he's talking or whatever. And a lot of people are taking that because we love doing this. We love taking a little video, taking the body language, and sitting there going, I know what happened. And they all think that he's admonishing Antonio Brown for maybe the social media thing. My gut feeling on it, the way he was moving his body, probably.
He's showing him where he wants to cut with a defender.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. But already it's developed a life of its own.
Why?
And it's all based off of that social media. It goes to show you how much we deal with stuff that happens off the field. Huh. Yeah, people bring it up. Let me go to Jay. Jay's in a car. Hey, Jay.
Hey, guys, enjoying the show. Love to hear the laughter during the commute.
There you go.
Thank you, Jay.
Hey, listen, if Brown is a model citizen, plays 16 games, puts up big numbers, I don't know enough about his contract. Can the Patriots pick up that second year and then trade him for, say, a first or second round pick?
Well, it's a $20 million option.
Huge number.
So I don't see how anybody's going to pick it up. It is very similar to the Darrell Revis, where it's not meant to be picked up. It's meant as a way of paying him out to be able to play with the cap.
They made it that way so they would be, it was like, all right, let's just have it on paper. Right. But everybody knows that it would cripple the Patriots.
Well, we did this with Revis, right? I mean, we sat there and said, I don't know, do you pick it up? Do you pick it up? And they had no intention of picking that thing up. Right? Zero. They're going to do the same thing.
And
with
nobody else wants it either.
No.
Nobody else wants it.
No.
So they're not going to trade. No one's going to take that trade with those numbers. So he'll be released and he'll go sign someplace else.
Yeah. That's what it comes down to.
And if he does sign with the Patriots, they'll rip that one up and they'll do another one.
Talking about ripping the Patriots apart, if you look at Tom Brady next year and he signs a 1 year deal at $35 million and then you sign this guy at $20 million, you're going to tie up that much money with one receiver and your quarterback? No way.
No, it's not, their way.
All right, tell me if this means anything, Lou, or is this unexpected? John Heyman reporting more changes for the Red Sox. Frank Wren, who was Dombrowski's right-hand guy, Dombrowski brought him in, did he not?
John Heyman tweeted this out.
Yep.
John Heyman. It's not John Heyman. It's John Heyman.
How do you find those things so quick?
So Frank Wren is out, and veteran scout Eddie Bain has been let go as well.
Yeah. No surprise. I mean, and I would wonder, I mean, I don't think Tony La Russa is going to have a relationship in this organization moving forward either.
No.
So, I mean,
all of Dombrowski guys are gone.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they are gone. And I would say they're going to go back to kind of, you know, people in-house, and then you'll see who, what they do in the offseason for the big fella, whether it's a GM, president of baseball operations, or whatever. But this isn't a surprise.
You know, I
mean, the timing you could question. You know, why not just wait 10 days?
Yeah.
But
The one thing I don't like that I keep on hearing now, and I don't know if it's accurate or not, and we'll spend plenty of time with it, I'm sure, when we get to November talking about this team. But I keep on hearing that they may have a collaborative position in that job with one or two or three people are all involved in it. And, boy, that
I doubt it.
I don't like that.
I doubt it.
You got to bring in somebody that's got the clout and is going to be able to stand up to the ownership and say, we need this or this is the results. If you want to get down to $208 million, please understand, you'll get under the luxury number, and it'll reset it for you. But here's what the baseball team I'm going to put out on the field.
Yeah.
Because they have a lot of needs for next year. So I hope that's not true.
No, I don't see that happening. Right.
So John Heyman reporting that Frank Wren, Eddie Bain are out.
John Heyman tweeted this
out. No, it's John Heyman.
Heyman.
It's John Heyman.
John Heyman.
John Heyman's a, he's a different
Heyman. What is
different
guy. What is that anyway?
He's a different guy, John Heyman.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, different. We got one more segment to go. We'll open up and take phone calls in the last segment. How's that, huh? 6-1, we are got a short show today. 617-779-7937.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
Oh, I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go. Good.
Last Call.
I don't thrill about the end of it.
Our very, very best, you know, we've saved for last.
Heads down, not stretched like hell.
Where'd you get a f***ing in?
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Brought to you by Cars for Kids. You don't need your car. Help a child today. Schedule free pickup, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or at carsforkids.com. Dennis Rodman is a complete whack job. I did not watch that 2-hour. I still have it on my DVR, and I'll get to it eventually. Lou watched it and laughed his ass off. They tried to make it seem like the little short segment I saw, like we would not have any negotiations or any communication with North Korea if it not for
he
Dennis Rodman.
He saved us.
Yeah. So apparently he was offered $20 million.
Ooh, for what?
Yeah.
$20 million?
No. To actually
Pistons?
Father a, you know, be the father for a child. Listen to this.
They say you broke up with Madonna because you didn't want to get her pregnant. She wanted to get pregnant. Why you want to get Madonna pregnant?
Oh, I tried. I tried over here over by Central Park. She had that big 3-story place over there. I was rolling the dice in Vegas, and. That's a good story. That's one of the stories. I was rolling dice in Vegas, and she's in New York. She calls, and next thing you know, the pit boss said, "Hey, Dennis, you got a call from Madonna." He just screams it, right? And I say, what the hell with you, man? That's bullcrap, right? So he said, "No, Dennis, you got a call from Madonna." So I said, "Hold the dice, get the calls." And she said, "Dennis, you know what? I'm ovulating." I said, "What? You're ovulating?" I said, "What is that?" I'm trying to f*** with it, right? No, you know, ovulating. I said, "Oh, okay, great." So I'll be there in 5 hours. So I put the dice down. I said, "Hold the table."
They hold the table.
That's what I said. Hold the table. And they do that. They hold the table. So they do that. We got money. They do that. So anyway, she sent a plane for me. G5. I went to the airport. Came here. Flew here. Went over that thing over to her house. Did my thing. Went back on the plane. Got back. They held the table. Started playing dice again.
Were you disappointed that you didn't get her pregnant?
No. Well.
That would add to the legend.
Well, you know, she asked me that if I got her pregnant, she paid me $20 million.
What?
So when somebody's telling a story,
the gambling at the table.
That's if the baby was born.
When somebody's telling a story, and the story is making no sense at all, you don't try to take it to the next level. Okay, you don't sit there and say, "Okay, I get this unbelievable story."
The truth is probably good on its
own. Exactly.
Madonna's calling you when you're in Vegas.
Right.
She wants to have sex with you.
And instead, you got to throw the $20 million in. Is anybody going to believe that?
Well, what?
$20 million?
Who would pay $20 million?
What is that?
But also, Like the whole, okay, so 5 hours to get there, let's call it 2 hours, kind of chicka chicka bow wow.
Put it nice,
another
5 hours.
What about all the people who are playing on the table that he said hold? Or honestly, he was holding
he's
on
so full
and
of
by himself.
He's so full.
Full of crap.
So ben, I don't know if I believe everything he says.
I don't believe anything.
Call me crazy.
I don't believe anything he says.
$20 million.
Yeah. I think he's got like an animation, a cartoon running in his head every single day, and that's what he lives on.
I bet you anything she just said, listen, I'll validate your parking.
I told you guys this story. Post-game, when I was doing Celtics games and post-game, and he was the star of the game, he'd come out and do our interview. He would turn his chair around and have his back face to us as we were doing the interview.
Why?
I asked him. The third time he did it, I asked him about that. He said, I have to concentrate on the questions.
Oh.
What?
Do you think he's okay.
So
looking at your face, he would be distracted.
He was distracted.
Yes.
Are you distracted looking
at
him?
No. He'd be mesmerized by the mustache.
Is that it?
He will be able to focus.
One more thing. Why are people out there saying that Vegas, thanks to Jalen Ramsey, there's a good chance he's coming to the New England Patriots? Why?
There was a Rappaport tweet that said Friday was the target date, but that's the only thing I've heard.
They're talking about trading him tomorrow, but he's playing tonight.
That's
now,
a
it's
mistake.
Cheap money now, right? But
that is a mistake.
But yeah, they're playing him tonight, Lou. Is that crazy?
And well, I mean, another team acquires him. I mean, you kind of want him to play as many games as you can. Number one, he could get hurt. Number two, he's probably extremely disinterested. And number three, like I said, if I'm on a team acquiring him, I get him for 14 weeks, 13 weeks. I don't know. I'd rather get him, right?
Yeah, see, the biggest attraction to tonight's game is Ramsey, I think. Watching him and see what they
sure.
are to use him. It's going to be fascinating. All right, Mutt is over at Encore. I mean, he's paying the company to do this on Thursday nights. Every Thursday night.
I bet you I can do it.
He's doing his show over at Encore. Tom E. Curran.
Here we go. Open in 3, 2,
he's testing.
One.
He's testing the mics. He's back. He's off the tables now.
Oh, he's loving life.
So hang
tonight.
In there. You got Mutt every Thursday night from Encore. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 p.m. in the afternoon, obviously. A lot of football tomorrow, all right? We're out of here, guys. See ya.
Over. We suck.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.